this on?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm actually going to move around a little bit. I'm not going to stand right here for you. So just wanted to say, here's one. There we go. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. Long drive this morning getting here. I got here this morning. I am living in Birmingham right now, so it's a little bit of a drive this morning. We should start at 8 o'clock.
Come back, we'll start at 8 o'clock.
Oh my goodness, I'll be back. I want to let you guys know, I'm from Montgomery, so this is home for me. I actually left and went to Alabama A&M in Huntsville, computer science major, and ended up leaving the state after I graduated. And I left the state because as a computer science major, a software engineer, I really could not find an opportunity in the state of Alabama for me, and that was really disappointing. But I always had this vision that at some point I will get back to Alabama, and I did in 2013. And when I got the call about this particular opportunity, I was so excited because it really gives me an opportunity to make sure that our students and our youth have opportunities in the state of Alabama, and help them understand they don't have to leave the state in order to really get that high-tech career that they're looking for. So what I'm gonna do, slides. I don't need the slides, I can talk without them. I was gonna say, I can talk without them, I can go on. So we set up the organization. The organization is a public-private partnership. A little bit complex in that we don't sit in the state, we don't sit in the for-profit side, we're sort of just quasi-government. That's good and that's bad. But I choose to focus on the good part. The really good part of it is that because we are focused on innovation, we don't necessarily have to follow all of the restricting rules or the bureaucracy that you might see in a state organization that typically does slow down innovation. That's not a ding on anybody in the state. I think the vision of Governor Ivey was exactly that. Let's get a public-private partnership that has the flexibility to move a little bit more agile than what you're going to see in the government organizations. So we work both sides, with state, private corporations, public corporations, with those organizations to ensure that we are preparing the state of Alabama for a future tech economy, or knowledge-based economy as we talk about it. A part of that is really focusing on our students, our businesses, and the organizations who support them. So I'm gonna, am I clicking here? Let's see. Can you start the video or do I need to? If the video doesn't work, it's good. I'll talk you guys through it anyway. There we go.
Welcome to Innovate Alabama, where every day we help innovators grow roots. We are cultivating a brighter future by empowering our next generation through internships, tech showcases, and proactive programs. We encourage higher education students to embrace entrepreneurship. Sponsored programs like Fuel Alabama and the HBCU Innovation Experience highlight our state's position as a postgraduate destination. In 2024, we're focused on transforming K-12 educational opportunities and focusing on rural outreach to retain emerging talent.
We're driving innovation in Alabama through expanding access to the resources innovators need. In the last 10 months alone, we've deployed nearly $50 million through grants and tax credits to our accelerators, economic development organizations, and small businesses emerging through cutting-edge research. We're accelerating our impact by launching Alabama's largest public funding program for small businesses ever, infusing nearly $98 million statewide through the State Small Business Credit Initiative. This is a game changer for Alabama's entrepreneurial landscape.
We're leveraging our state's natural beauty to create a vibrant, diverse innovation ecosystem. We're introducing tools to connect innovators with their communities and the outdoors, ensuring an unparalleled way of life. Whether you're an entrepreneur, an innovator, or along for the ride, you will find a supportive community and the resources to thrive here. Together, we're shaping a future that's brighter, more innovative, and uniquely Alabama.
Okay, so there's a test. Just kidding. Just rolling for a test. Okay, so that video really is something that we shot the first year of Innovate Alabama at our State of Innovation Day that we actually have every year. I encourage you guys to attend. It's in the Birmingham area. It's not that far. And what it really does is it showcases all of the progress that we've made across the entire state. So you get to collaborate, you get to meet new people, understand the programming that they're doing within their jurisdictions, and then bring those back to Montgomery and back to the River Region. So, okay, it's hard to see the slides. I'm gonna step down off the stage, you guys. Okay, so we talked about the focus of Innovate Alabama. We focus on entrepreneurship, technology, and getting organizations to come and live in the state of Alabama. We are not tourism. We don't compete with tourism at all. Our plan is for people to come, experience the state of Alabama, and stay, not to leave. So we do work with you guys in terms of making sure that we don't step on each other, but really our goal is that long-term longevity for those companies and talent in the state of Alabama. So you guys certainly, next slide, you guys certainly understand the importance of students, and you talked about over 5,000 students just a minute ago. I don't know how many of those students remain in the state of Alabama. Our goal is to get all of them to remain in the state of Alabama. I'm actually not going to call out names of organizations, but I am going to ask you, if you have worked with Innovate Alabama, if you've experienced our grants, would you raise your hands? Okay, so all I'm going to say with that is know that you have people within your jurisdiction who understand our programs, who are participating, and I think that's your launch pad to really get more involved and take advantage of these programs. Innovate Alabama has been around for about, oh my goodness, almost 3 years officially. We stood up officially on the 1st of December, 2022. So we haven't had a lot of runway to get this done, but I think you'll see in these slides that we've made some great progress. Okay, so Innovation Commission started with Governor Ivey saying, I think technology, the state of Alabama can be a technology hub. We weren't sure, so we did some work with, and I say we, I was not here. This is work of others. We established a commission to really work and look at the data. They traveled across the state talking to organizations about what was needed in the state of Alabama if we were going to realize Governor Ivey's vision of becoming that technology hub. And what we found was we certainly had a concern about talent, but more importantly, those businesses that we're trying to attract basically said, access to capital is a problem for the state of Alabama. And if we can't get capital, we can't see how we're gonna bring a business, grow a business in the state of Alabama. So that was one of our main focus areas. Probably equally was student talent. We have so many students who come to the state of Alabama, they remain on their campuses. Most of them, you know, if you were to ask them about Huntsville, say the ones in Montgomery, you ask them about Huntsville and vice versa, they have no clue. Because they stay on their campus. They're not thinking about the state of Alabama and career opportunities that they could possibly have in our state. So our focus is to make sure that those students have awareness and work with them, experience them, and give them that view of the state of Alabama and see the art of the possible. Next slide. Okay, you guys probably know a lot of these people. This is our board of directors. As I said, we are a public-private partnership. Can you guys see? We are a public-private partnership. So our board is made up of elected officials, but we also have very senior, experienced individuals from private sector who run large corporations. We also have participation at the university level, again, making sure that we have the university's view of the work that we're doing. I think I covered everybody there. So this board is really very interesting, I think, in that collectively, when you put their knowledge experience together, they actually live the goal of this plan every day. which is why it's really important for them to be on our board to share that information. You can see that if you are a Politico, you can see representation from both sides of the aisle. So that is not a factor for us. We focus on what's good for the state of Alabama, and we have support from both sides of the aisle on the work that we do. Next slide. Okay, I talked earlier, for the first year and a half, you know, if we had done this presentation a couple of years ago back in December of 22, I would be the only person on this slide. And I remained that way for about a year and a half. And I did that because I really wanted to understand the plan from the commission and really make sure that as we laid our programs out, that we were meeting the spirit and intent of what that commission was asking us to do. So now look at the team. We've brought in a very diverse group of, and I don't mean that by race or gender, I'm talking about experience. Bringing that experience to the table to help us drive the priorities that were set for Innovate Alabama. Next slide. Okay, so our core pillars. I think everybody has pillars and most people have three. I do not know why that is, but we have three pillars. First one is talent development. And again, our focus is on 2-year, 4-year institutions. That's where we're starting. Because we felt like we had, that was our best opportunity to start making impact on these students and getting them to remain in the state of Alabama. Now, unfortunately, by then, most students have already decided where they're gonna be and where they wanna go. So we knew that we had to start touching them sooner than later, but we wanted to start with that college level because as they graduate, particularly those who are related to STEM fields, we want to catch those students and get them to stay in the state of Alabama. So we'll talk about some of the programs there. Access to resources, that's all about cash. For the most part, businesses need money. All the other stuff is good, but their primary focus is first, we've got to crack that capital nut. So we also have some tools though, even though their focus is capital, we need to make sure they understand the ecosystem in the state of Alabama. So if a company says, I want to relocate to Montgomery, we need to make sure that they have the access that they need to say, oh, AUM is closed, so I can tap into a university. Alabama State is here, we can tap into that. We've got community colleges that we can tap into. So when you're trying to figure out your workforce, you've got those resources right here. And then we also created an access map that if you are just bored one day and you want to do some data collection, you can log on to our asset map and study as much as you want about all the things that we have in the state of Alabama. And I assure you, you'll probably be there for at least 24 to 48 hours because we do have a lot going on, but the challenge is we don't tell anybody. You guys, it's like we try to keep it a secret. We don't want anybody to know all about the good things that are going on in Alabama. Well, I'm gonna tell you. I'm telling them. We're telling them. Because as you heard about my career, I've lived in California, Indiana, Maryland, Virginia. They don't understand Alabama. I mean, they literally think we don't understand technology. NASA. I mean, what are we thinking? It doesn't make sense. And so I think for us, not that we want to influence them, but we want those companies to understand what's in the state of Alabama. So lifestyle and recreation. Most people are puzzled when I say that we focus on that. I myself am not an outdoor person. I don't like bugs, I don't like heat, I don't like any of those things. But tech talent does. They love working and then they love playing. And so what we're doing is taking our assets, our outdoor assets in the state of Alabama, and we are shouting it out from the rooftops. New York, Austin, all the places we're going, and we're saying, look what Alabama has to offer. And again, we have an asset map that if you wanted to say, where can I go over the weekend, if you want to, I don't know, do some hiking, biking, kayaking, that's what Secretary Reed likes to say, you can log on to that asset map and you can plan a whole weekend, whether it's lodging, experiences, and you can just go explore Alabama. you guys, I grew up in Alabama and I don't know about half these places. So I really challenge you, don't just sit home, go out and really enjoy the outdoor. And then make sure that as you're talking to students and companies, make sure that you tell them what's available in Alabama. My position on Space Command, I feel like we should leave with that. If the engineers are not gonna come, it's because they don't see the vision of what Alabama has to offer. So I'm saying you can do all the things you can do in Colorado, right here in Alabama. Maybe not skiing, but we can work on that. And so those are the things that we're saying we have to lead with if we are going to attract and retain that talent in the state of Alabama. Next slide. Okay, by the numbers, we've been busy. That $125 million includes a program that I'll talk about in a little bit called SSBCI. We actually had to apply for that program. That's not something that the state said, here's $98 million. I wish they would have, but they didn't. And those are federal funds, that $98 million. But we had to apply for that program to get those funds. Those funds were distributed across the U.S. Alabama was the last state to apply and receive our funds. Think about that for a minute. We almost passed up $98 million that can help our small businesses. But we got it done, and we've executed the first tranche. Again, I'll talk about that a little bit later. 5,000 students. I see some students in here. Have you guys experienced Innovate Alabama at all? You have? Yes? No? You guys are not answering me. Yes or no? Your faculty's watching. You better answer that question. So our goal, you can see that we've engaged over 5,000 students in just less than 3 years, 2.5 years. So I encourage you, if you are a student on this campus, please do get involved. We'll talk about some programs in a little bit that are open to you, and you can explore the state. You can explore right here in your own city, but I do ask you to get off the sidelines and participate in these things, because we designed them with you in mind. Okay? One more thing on this slide before we move. We did establish a program called Network Designation, and that program is really around building communities that are able to support founders as they go on their entrepreneurship journey in the state of Alabama. Because if I need to start a business and I don't know Gordon, and I don't know about the higher ed work that he's doing, I may think that I'm not gonna be able to find my students here. And so we're pouring into nonprofits, universities, that's 2- and 4-year institutions that you can come and apply for a non-dilutive grant to do some of the projects that you need to do within your school. And we'll talk about some of those in a couple minutes. Next slide. Okay, so by the numbers, if you would have looked at this chart, I'm gonna say the first year of execution, you would see the larger bubbles. You can see that our work really started out being focused on those larger urban communities. But notice the darker blue dots that are much, much smaller. Hopefully you guys can see them in the back. Those dots represent the network designation program that I just told you about. And so what you can see is that program really is getting out into the rural spaces. It's getting out of the urban spaces to get organizations involved. We don't want to leave our rural spaces behind as we go on this knowledge journey. So we need to make sure that we all arrive in that place at the same time. Again, the network designation program does that. Our focus is really now trying to make sure that we hit the black belt. You can see that there's some gapping holes there. And so we're going to be working on those things over the next year or so. Next slide. Okay, talent. They always give me that one first. Next slide. So Fuel Alabama, anybody heard of Fuel? No. Okay. Fuel is a wonderful program. Students can enroll in that program. They get to go all over the state, meet other students at other campuses. They get to meet public officials and business owners in those jurisdictions. So we basically have EDPA actually runs this program. We provide support to them. And let me just say, our goal at Innovate Alabama, it is not our intent to duplicate any work that anyone else is doing. We will beg, borrow, and steal from anyone that has a good idea. So if you have a program that we like, we will absolutely take that program, blow it up, push it out across the state if you're getting results that we need. We are not gonna duplicate or create a new program. So when I came on board, Fuel Alabama was already engaged with students. They were doing internships. They're doing bus trips for students where they, if you're in the South, they bring all the students together. In the one case, they took them up north and really had just experienced that community. And most of those students would never have experienced North Alabama had this program not been in place. So we really try to use this as an attraction and retention tool to make sure that students understand what's available across the state of Alabama. They also do have an HBCU innovation arm. We're consolidating that program right now. But we really want to make sure that we touch our HBCU students and that they understand that there are opportunities for them here in the state of Alabama. I graduated from A&M. I'm in Huntsville, and I couldn't find a job in software engineering. That's insane. And so making sure that those students have some resources, that they understand that there's opportunity for them here, and they don't have to leave the state and go to Indiana like I did. Next slide. All right, so the HBCU experience, do you guys know Cherise Stokes? So we work with Cherise on this program. Cherise is the primary person that we work with in the River region. Her footprint shows up not just here, but anything talent related, Cherise is always there. We started this program with Cherise, and again, she was already executing this program. What we did is came on board, we expanded it, we refocused it because our focus is really STEM students. And so she had some changes that she needed to do to make sure that we were reaching those STEM students. It doesn't mean that other students can't participate, but our focus needs to be on those STEM students. So by the numbers, again, I'm not gonna read them, but our goal is to expose those students, give them an opportunity to understand technology a little bit better so that they're seat ready when they graduate from their universities. Next slide. Is anybody here from Alabama State? No? I need to get them involved. If you guys have some contacts for me, that would be great. Okay, so Alabama Cybersecurity Fellowship. This was started with a company, I don't know if you guys know Kelvin Seldon, but this is a really great program. Cybersecurity, artificial intelligence, data analytics. I don't know how many times you've heard data analytics in the last year, and the same for artificial intelligence. But those are the things that our students are going to have to be experts on as they approach graduation. So one of the things that Kelvin noticed as a business owner, now he's a business owner delivering services to clients, and one of the things that he noticed is that students were exiting the community college systems without that hands-on experience. So he came to us and said, I've got a program, I've piloted that program, and it works pretty well if you guys want to partner with me. We did, and we've expanded that program to several different campuses now, and you know, the students, the fellows, they're getting certifications, they're getting hands-on experience, just giving them a richer experience than what they're gonna get in the classroom. That's really the goal of all of these talent programs. I mean, I'm gonna tell you, look, I was a software engineer. My first program when I went to work, I don't know what was happening with the thing. I felt like my logic was good, but it just printed headers, like 1,000 pages, and I'm like, make it stop. Very minor little thing. I just missed one line that really needed to be in there. And so having that experience is very different from just hearing, you know, the classroom. So we have to figure out ways that we can give our students that hands-on experience as they're getting their education. That's what this program is designed to do. Better than that, you actually exit not just with experience, but with certifications as well. Next slide. All right, Fuel Alabama, we talked about that. We're gonna skip that slide. Don't need to talk about it again. One of our students who I don't know how this kid goes to school. I kid you not, everywhere I go, he's there. I think he goes to the University of Alabama, but I'm like, how do you go to all these things and still keep up with your, you guys probably know him, don't you? Yeah, so, but I love him because you know what? He's taking advantage of all of these opportunities. When he graduates, he's going to be ready to do something great for someone. I don't know who that's going to be. But I encourage the students, really, get out and take advantage of these programs. I know that it feels like a little bit of an extra drag when you're doing it, but it's going to pay dividends in the long run. Next slide. We keep talking about, okay, that's HBCU in turn. We already talked about that. For fuel, you can go to the next slide. All right, CEO. Have you guys ever heard of this program? This program is phenomenal. So again, this is not our work. This is work of the guys up in Decatur, Madison. They had a program where they reach into high schools and they basically give the high school student a dollar. Each student has to grow that dollar to $100 by the end of the week. They have to start a business in high school. If you saw the documentary, some of the students complained that I'm not gonna be able to talk to my friends, I'm not gonna be able to go on the internet, I can't use Snapchat, this is gonna be a drag, they didn't wanna do it. But halfway through the process, they got really excited about starting their businesses. The key is you don't have to go out and like buy anything. Their challenge is to use whatever you have in your house. So one kid had a dad who had power washing company. He used his dad equipment and he went out and he power washed things, sidewalks, buildings, whatever he could find. That student ended up winning over $10,000. So when he got ready to graduate from high school, he had a profession. And so what he did is he took that $10,000, he bought himself a truck and he bought himself some equipment. And it's really to watch these students go through the process. When he did his first job, it's, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the eCenter in Decatur. It's a ginormous facility. So when he did his estimate, he didn't understand square footage. So he just gave him a price. And then when he realized how big the facility was, he's like, I need more money. And so those are lessons that you're not gonna learn unless you're in it. Another student started a bakery. She actually could have and should have won, but she made a real mistake. She got to the point where she was getting so many orders for her bakery. Now, I would have hired my cousin, my brother, their kids, my neighbor, anybody else that would be willing to help me. She decided to stop taking orders because it was a drag on her in terms of being able to get the work done. So she didn't win the competition, but she could have. I mean, she really understood that client acquisition and how to get your clients to come back, but she just decided. And so what is entrepreneurship? That's what happens. You live by the decisions, the good ones and the bad ones. So very costly for her, and I think if she had it to do over, she would go out and hire all the people to make sure that she could keep up with those orders. Next slide. Okay, fly-in. This is a program that we recently started. Again, Chamber and I'm not telling you guys about your programs in the River Region because I figure you can do that amongst yourselves. What I want you to see are other programs that are happening outside of the River Region that you could bring to the River Region. So first, fly-in. You guys should be doing this in, you know, Montgomery because you have all these military members here at Maxwell Gunner Annex. This is a program that the Huntsville Chamber works with prior military members. They fly them into Huntsville and they give them a real experience in terms of what Huntsville has to offer. They're gonna interact with government clients. They're gonna interact with businesses. They're gonna get outdoor rec experiences that we talked about earlier so that they really understand quality of life in the state of Alabama. We just did the first fly-in. So we don't have results of how many of those military members will reside in the state. But again, I think this is an easy program that you guys could easily lift and execute this program here. Next slide. All right, emerging scholars. So data analytics, data sciences, data, all the data. So while AI is pulling all the data, trying to make sense of it, at some point you still have to have a human in the loop, right? I don't know. It becomes data when you start, like, it's kind of raw until somebody actually makes it information that you can use. And so we're teaching our students, much like the cybersecurity program, we're teaching them data analytics skills, we're teaching them how to work with data, analyze data, report on data, and make that data valuable. But they too exit with certifications. They work with large private corporations, some small, they work with private corporations in internships. So when they graduate, and they all have to do a presentation, by the way, when they're done. They have to stand on top of a stage and they have to present their project, their outcomes. And I'm gonna tell you, the high school students, they're not ready for this. But if you look at them when they enter the program versus when they exit, you can see the growth in those students. Because one student said, I've never presented, he actually had anxiety about it. He did the best presentation. All he needed was confidence and opportunity, and that's what we gave him with that program. So that program, again, not something that we started. We partnered with QuantHub, and we just executed a program that we blew it up. We took it to a lot of other places. We got a lot of corporate sponsors, and now it's rocking and rolling. Next slide. I should be getting done. How am I doing on time? Am I over? I could talk about this stuff all day. So we can go on, because I just talked about QuantHub. Access to resources. This one's my favorite. Next slide. They're all my favorites. Okay, so these are our main programs for access to resources. Again, remember, this is mostly about capital. This is about companies that said, I don't want to be in Alabama because Alabama does not really do venture funding, and we don't invest in small, high-risk tech businesses. You guys, if we don't do that, this state is never going to get to where we're trying to get to from a knowledge-based technology perspective. So we have got to support these programs. And fortunately, our legislative members agree. So the first program, I'm going to jump around on this slide. The first program that they instituted was the SBRSitter. You guys are in the government space close to it, so you probably get SBRSitter. That's like seed funding for the government where they invest in mission high-tech, high-risk mission solutions. They give seed money to organizations who apply to a grant. What we do is provide supplemental funding on top of that so that they will do that work in the state of Alabama. Because you have a high concentration of defense companies here, you guys should be all over this program. And we do have some winners of grants in the River region. But I do encourage you to really look at those companies and really try to pull them in, particularly if they're doing anything aviation related, technology related, app development related, you can use that program. Tax credit program is also a program that was enacted by legislation. How many people have tax liability at the end of the year for the state of Alabama? Everybody raise your hands, because I know you all do. Unless you have a really, really good accountant, you've got a tax bill at the end of the year. What our legislative members allow is that you can actually donate your tax liability to a program in your community. So you have an accelerator here that was started just recently under the chamber. You can just donate right in there. Like, I don't know, Anna, you had a happy birthday song earlier. So, I mean, I don't remember the exact amount, but you guys got an accelerator started here in Montgomery, whose job it is to work with those defense companies. Business in the federal government and entrepreneurship is very different, right? In the federal sector, on the DoD side, like, we claw for FTEs. Like, we will run you down for an FTE. That's the name of the game. This is very different. Getting an investor to invest in your company, coming alongside you for mentorship, it's a different paradigm. And so we need to make sure that the market here in Montgomery, you're able to work both ways. You can work with investors, and then you can claw your way up the federal chain if that's your preference. But we want you to have both options. Okay, so I'm gonna do SSBCI last. We talked about the network. I won't go into that again. We're starting a couple of new programs, again, learning from our lessons on SSBCI, but really doing some local investments within the state, trying to build our own companies that are really designed to support problems that corporations in the state of Alabama have. So we're starting a studio that helps produce these companies, and we'll have a pipeline of small businesses that we support whose focus it is to deal with problems for corporations located in the state of Alabama. And then SSBCI, that's the $98 million that we talked about. You guys, it took me 7 months to get that application done. It's a lot of work, but in the end, we were able to get that $98 million. And so this program is designed to provide debt support, Riverbank. Where are y'all at? I know you were in here, there you go. So this is a really good tool. I know when we started our businesses, we couldn't get loans. We didn't want to drain our 401ks, but we ended up doing that. This is a program that if you bring a dollar, the bank agrees to bring a dollar, we'll bring a dollar. So that will de-risk that transaction and really encourage that lender to make a loan that they might not have done otherwise. It's really just about de-risking. So we've gotten really good success from that program. The other side of it is a little bit different for the state of Alabama. It's venture capital. So we don't like venture capital. I'm not gonna say we don't like it. I think we don't have a lot of experience with it. Shark Tank, everybody knows Shark Tank. It's Shark Tank, basically. Organizations will come, they will pitch. We have an investment committee that looks at that against our sectors within the state of Alabama, the catalyst sectors. That's bioscience, that's biotech, that's general IT, cybersecurity, logistics, all the things that you've heard. Ag tech is included because we are in Alabama. Advanced manufacturing, anything in those sectors. If an organization comes and pitches and we like that opportunity in terms of return on investment, we will invest. Much like the debt program, it is a dollar for dollar. So what we're doing is unlocking that private capital. We're trying to get investors, bankers, off the sidelines investing in our companies. Another element of that program, we do, while we will not invest in a company that's outside of the state of Alabama, we will invest in funds that are outside of the state of Alabama because we want investors bringing their dollars into the state. So you're gonna hear, I don't know if you're familiar with Halogen Ventures, Jessie Draper and her father are venture capitalists in California. They've invested $5 million in the state of Alabama. That is a big deal. And so they brought five, we brought five. That's a total investment of $10 million for Alabama businesses. These are the types of things that we're trying to do for the state. Okay, next slide. Okay, go. We could already talked about those. In fact, we could just keep on rolling. Talked about that one. Okay, can you go back one? Okay, so this is a founder. They founded a company called Analytical AI. They do, if you've ever gone through the airport, that little thing that we all need to do, that thing, where they're like scanning all your body. Well, these guys have technology, artificial intelligence, that you can actually roll a wheelchair through it. They don't have to get out of the chair. So we've all used their technology. They actually did a full and open competition competing against large businesses. They won a $20 million contract. Very small company in the state of Alabama. So you guys have companies like this one. Now they're trying to figure out how to do work with the government organizations because the government absolutely loves all the work that they're doing. We've got to get them this gift. That's easy. You just need somebody to sponsor it, right? And so these are the types of examples that we're trying to build. These guys actually took a grant that we provided and they actually hired a couple of students out of Boston to come to the state of Alabama. I asked the students, why did they come? They said the work first. And the second thing they said is our outdoor assets. So they already knew what was happening in the state of Alabama. Next slide. Oh, they did graduate from the from the accelerator that they were in. And unfortunately for them, you know, there's punishment. You can't stay in the accelerator or the incubator once you win a $20 million contract. You gotta get out of that space. You gotta get out of that space and let somebody else come in. Okay, keep going. We already talked about tax credit. We already did that work. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. All right, lifestyle. You can do the next one. So I told you guys this was all about talent, attraction, and retention. This is the asset map that I talked to you about. That van over there, we took that van to New York because we wanted to show all the New Yorkers all the things that are going on in the state of Alabama. They were amazed. And what we do is we sort of get them interested with the outdoor recreation piece. And then, and remember, it's a tech conference that we were attending. So you've got tech founders, people in the tech ecosystem, tech talent. So we sort of come over and hear all about the outdoor rec things in the state of Alabama. And then once we got them there, we hit them with the other programs that we just talked about. Very effective. And we do this once or twice a year, just getting outside of Alabama, telling our story so that others can understand quality of life in the state of Alabama. We did our first outdoor summit because, again, we got good stuff going on, we just don't tell anybody. So we brought all of the outdoor rec community together in one place to talk about where do we go, how things are going. So again, this is the map. If you want to get out and explore the Alabama, choose your dot, pop on it, it'll pop out what's at that particular location, and you can plan your excursion. We do have a guy on staff, TC McLemore, who would be happy to work with you and help you understand outdoor recreation, particularly for your accelerators. We want to get those companies out since they are here. We want to get them out experiencing the state of Alabama. Next slide. Our chair of our Outdoor Rec Council, he has been phenomenal in helping us prioritize the work that we do around outdoor recreation. Next slide. Okay, that's it. Can you play that video? These are all in Alabama, by the way, if the video plays.
Have you ever found the perfect trail? Or cast your eyes on a rock so demanding that none has scaled it? You've seen the sunset before, but have you ever seen the sun set? Keep your eyes open. That thing you're looking for is out here, and you'll find it somewhere. In Alabama.